Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I was listening the other day to a couple of folks talk about an upcoming triathlon. It was a very fit middle-aged gent who was convincing an even fitter young woman to enter that upcoming event. I've been present at the finish of more than one triathlon, and let me tell you, all the athletes were totally spent, finished, done. Oh, no, I did not race in the events. I went merely to confirm my long-held suspicion about triathlons. I think any event with TRI in the title, at the beginning, like triathlon, is best left to others with more expertise, better bodies, and less sense than I have. Here's a short list of tri venues to be avoided. Trials. These affairs are most certainly included among the least desirable of all human pursuits, especially if you're the one being tried. They are generally tedious things where you are expected to sit still, pay attention, and look serious. The best that can happen to you is that you get acquitted, which means you've spent a lot of time and a ton of money just to get back to where you started. At worst, you will end up on the wrong side of seriously thick glass, holding a telephone, visiting with your friends and family in 15-minute segments. Tribunals. These are even worse than trials. A tribunal is convened when the offense is of such enormity that a simple trial won't do. War crimes, crimes against humanity, treasonous acts, and acts of terrorism all get adjudicated before tribunals. Tribunals generally have several judges and dozens of lawyers. Tribunals are for guys like Saddam Hussein and Hermann Göring. You don't want to be the guest of honor at a tribunal. There is no upside, and the downside is permanent. Triumvirates. In ancient times and in certain backward contemporary regimes, you'll find three people in charge of what one guy originally thought would be his job alone. In old Rome, this happened every generation or so, and it never worked out very well. First of all, when three people are in charge, they usually spend all their time trying to line up one of the other two to side with them on important issues. As you can imagine, this can lead to an uneasy partnership, to say the least. The old dagger between the shoulder blades was not an uncommon outcome. Secondly, triumvirates are very hard to explain to your mom. It's so much easier to say, "That's right, Mom, I run the whole show." It's tough for the moms of rulers to share their baby with anyone, let alone two anyones. So the next time you are offered a place in a triumvirate, run. Don't walk, run in the other direction. Triglycerides. Your doctor is always telling you to get your triglycerides down, right? They have a lot to do with liver problems and diabetes and heart disease and all that bad stuff. I know that when I get the results of my annual physical, I go right to the try part to see if they are in retreat. I've actually tried being a better person the week before a physical exam in order to fool the blood tests into yielding better results. You know, less starch, less sugar, less alcohol, less of everything. It's foolish, of course, but I like to think it gets me a point or two lower and reduces the severity of my doctor's lecture. Trifectas. Betting on the ponies is a chancy proposition at best. Betting on three horses is even more so. Think of it this way. If you buy one lottery ticket, you're throwing X dollars away. If you buy three tickets, you're throwing three times as many dollars away. You haven't appreciably increased your odds of winning. You're just being three times as chuckle-headed. And besides, horses resent the fact that people bet on them. They like to race, they do it naturally, but they resent the betting as it leads to it directly to a doping and fixing and stable fires. It's tough enough to get one horse to go along with the deal. Three horses? Forget about it. Well, I'm glad we had this chance to talk about try words. It's important, when you think you've discovered a truth, to share it with people. In this instance, it's entirely possible that I have saved you from a calamitous courtroom experience, or a foolish wager, or a tongue-lashing from your doctor. As for the upcoming triathlon, I'll let you decide. Me? I'm going to stick with ski jumping.